Kenneth Quinn, and I am the president of the World Food Prize Foundation in Des Moines, Iowa.
All right, you have today announced the new laureates for 2011 for the World Food Prize. Tell me about these individuals. Who are they, first of all?
Yes, the winners this year, I announced this morning at the State Department, are John Kufuor, the former president of Ghana, and Inacio Lula da Silva, the former president of Brazil.
And why were they selected?
Well, they were selected because their leadership in each country was considered to be instrumental in causing those countries from going from having a very significant portion of their population hungry, living in poverty, and malnourished. And over an eight-year period, they cut the numbers in half. And the UN Millennium Development Goals that were adopted by the world, including by the United States, set a target of the year 2015 to cut in half the number of hungry people in the world. And here are two countries that have done it. And they did it only because these two men, as president, really gave the leadership and the drive and the dedication to establish programs that caused people to have more food to eat, more food to be produced, and to lift people, particularly young school children, out of poverty and out of hunger.
What we're hearing is that around the world, of course, as you know, there are difficulties in getting food to people that need it. A lot of people say, in agriculture, say there's plenty of food. It's just the distribution system isn't working. How did these gentlemen do this, and can this be a model for other countries?
Well, we definitely believe that it can be a model for other countries. Each country has its own differences, but what the model is that they provide is the focus, the commitment, the setting of goals, and then pushing and driving and causing their government to meet those goals. It is absolutely right that there is enough food and distribution is a critical issue. So in both countries, one of the things that they focused on were school feeding programs. So this is a way you can keep children in school longer and also ensure that they will get at least one meal a day, one good meal a day. And in the case of Brazil, it took them to the point where they had a very significant number of 93% of the children in the country now eating three meals a day. And in Ghana, they cut the rate of hunger from one-third of Ghana's population to down in the single digits. So these were both very dramatic achievements. Ghana had a national school feeding program as well. And so this was one of the key ways to be done. And I might say in that regard, our laureates in 2008, Senator George McGovern and Senator Bob Dole, were also great advocates of international school feeding. So this has proved to be in a very dramatic fashion. And you know, I remember growing up myself where milk would be available at school, very cheap. We only paid 3 cents for it. It'll tell you how old I am. But it was it's the same kind of program, only in these cases of these countries, the hunger is much more acute than I ever faced, and they're getting whole meals to children.
Is it especially notable that this was achieved in an African country?
It absolutely is. You know, Africa was the part of the world where the Green Revolution had missed. It had not gotten there yet. And so there was always a question of, well, can Africa do it? And there are a number of African countries that are now doing quite well, Malawi and Tanzania, to mention two. But Ghana was at the forefront, leading the way. And President Kufuor, when he started on this in the early part of the 21st century, there were no African countries that looked like they were going to be meeting the target of cutting in half hunger by 2015. Ghana has done it. They have cut poverty and hunger, and they have met that goal by reducing that in their country. Brazil has done the same. There are other countries that are doing quite well around the world, but in these two in particular, It was the judgment of our committee that if these leaders had not provided the what they did and the focus on it, that it wouldn't have happened in those countries. Other countries, their economies were growing. You know, South Korea is a good example. China is a good example. But they have kind of going economic concerns to get there. In Brazil and in Ghana, the leadership was the critical factor.
Well, that was what I was going to say next, is that we know that there are governments that do not have caring, concerned, and focused leadership. In fact, there are cases in which it's corrupt, and the people are the last thing on the list. So do you just have to be lucky enough to be born in a country that has a strong leader?
Well, I'm you know, that's a tough question. Obviously, one of the things that is also notable about both leaders is they were democratically elected, and at the end of their second term, they willingly gave up power and left office. And what you find is in the places where there is are corrupt governments, and that they'll want to be autocratic, they'll want to stay in office forever, they'll manipulate elections, and so this is this is what occurs. So I think that as democracy grows and builds and people see that leadership makes a difference, that reinforces the democratic process. So I suppose, you know, maybe there is a little bit of the good fortune to it in where you happen to be born. I always feel very lucky to have been born in the United States. But at the same time, it's clear. And what we hope is that the other countries in the world and other leaders will see this is the way you can make history. If, you know, I can now look to take my country over that goal line. We can cut hunger in half. They can do it in Brazil. They can do it in Ghana, or they can do it in my country. That's the lesson. I would just add one thing, which is, you know, the World Food Prize was started by America's greatest agricultural hero, Dr. Norman Borlaug. And Dr. Borlaug used to say there are really three parts to getting more and better food for people. One is the seeds, the research, the extension. The second is the infrastructure. And the third is the political leadership. You know, the Green Revolution started in India and Pakistan in the 1960s because Borlaug convinced the president of Pakistan and the prime minister of India to adapt his approach to agriculture. And it saved hundreds of millions of people from starvation and famine and likely death. These two presidents represent that same type of dramatic leadership. And on the 25th anniversary of the World Food Prize, with the memory of Dr. Borlaug's passing still fresh in our minds, for the first time ever, we are recognizing that same kind of political leadership.